English Musterprüfung 3.
4.
Teens that change the world.
Welcome on WWB36 Radio. I'm your host, Andy Coltair. Today I will talk to you about a very interesting article that I found on BBC Three. It presents young people who really know how to get things done. BBC Three defines these teenagers as people who have changed the world. I want to share this information with you because I found it very inspiring, and I think that it could be even more inspiring to our modern teenagers who are too often regarded as lazy and self-centered. These young people are living proof that there is a generation of activists who are concerned with the important issues of today. Let's start with one of the most famous teenagers right now, the Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who is constantly reminding politicians to listen to scientists. She was born in 2003 and has become a leading figure for climate change activism. She started the school strike movement in 2018. At the beginning, she was all alone sitting on the steps of the Swedish Parliament in Stockholm. Today, more than 1 million students are following her example. Every Friday, students from all over the world strike for the future. These strikes are now labelled Fridays for Future. Another teen who changed the world is Malala Yousafzai. She was only 11 years old when she published an anonymous diary about her life in Pakistan under Taliban rule. This diary quickly received huge attention. She began to speak about the need for girls to have access to education. As a reaction to her activism, someone tried to kill her by shooting her in the head. That didn't stop her, and in 2014, she became the youngest person ever to win the Nobel Peace Prize. The third teenager mentioned in the article is called Emma Gonzalez. In February 2018, a gunman stormed Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. He killed 17 people. Emma Gonzalez and other teens who survived this shooting began a national campaign to try to end gun violence. In March 2018, she gave an intense and touching speech in which she first read out all the names of the victims and then stood silent for 4 minutes, the time it took the gunman to kill these people. As a result of Emma's campaign, the rules on buying firearms were eventually tightened. That's it for today, and I have to say that my respect to those kids is endless, and I can't honour them enough. Goodbye.